Romans chapter 7. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? For the woman which has a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he lives. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband lives, she becomes another man's, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is freed from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she become another man's. Wherefore, my brethren, you also that are become dead to the law by the body of the Messiah, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto Yahweh. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? May that never be so. No, I had not known sin, but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, You shall not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, did work in me all manner of covetousness. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained to life, I found to be to death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Was then that which is good made death to me? May that never be so. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For that what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I don't want to do, I consent to the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For to desire the good is easy for me, but to perform it I'm not able. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil that I do not want to do, that I do. Now if I do that I do not want to do, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of Yahweh after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law in my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank Yahweh, through Yahshua the Messiah, our Master. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of Yahweh, but with the flesh the law of sin. End of chapter.